Hello.
Yes, good evening. My name is Tony calling from National Opinion Surveys. Okay, now I'm not selling anything. I'm just conducting an opinion survey and would like to ask you a few questions about issues facing your community and the nation. Can I speak with Sandra Lewis, please?
Speaking.
Okay, ma'am, and just for qualification purpose for this survey, are you in a place where you can talk safely and openly on your phone? I know we're calling you on your cell phone, so we'll make this as quick as possible and really appreciate your time, okay?
Sure. Yes, I am.
Okay. All right. Thank you. All right. Does anyone in the household work for a news media outlet, including print, radio, internet blog, or television station?
No.
Okay, ma'am, and are you 18 and older and registered to vote?
Yes.
Okay, and just to be sure that we're representing everybody, may I ask, what is your race, ma'am? Are you white, or Caucasian, et cetera, black, African-American, or mixed, including black, Hispanic, Latino, Asian, Native American, or American Indian, mixed, including Hispanic or Latino, or mixed, not including Hispanic or Latino?
Black.
Okay, all right, thank you. And just for qualification purpose, what is your age?
72.
72, okay, let me... 72. All right, ma'am, and I know it's still a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote on the upcoming 2024 elections for president, Congress, and other offices? Would that
I
be
would
a definitely
vote?
Vote.
Yes,
okay,
I would definitely vote.
And would you say that upcoming 2024 presidential and congressional elections are more important than previous elections, less important, or about the same?
More important.
Okay, more important. All right, ma'am, and what makes you feel that the upcoming elections are more important than usual?
Just because of the hate and everything that's coming out of the Republican Party. If we get the Republicans in there, then that would be disastrous for the country.
Okay, so just so the hate is coming from the Republicans, right?
Correct.
Okay, let me write this down real quick.
And the fact that we don't want a convicted felon to be president.
Okay. From Republicans. Okay. And... convicted felon, you say, right?
Correct. Convicted 34 counts.
Okay.
And convicted of fraud. So, I mean, yeah. I don't even understand why he's able to run.
Okay. Come. As president.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right, ma'am. And now thinking about the direction the country is headed in, generally speaking, are you very satisfied, dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied with the direction which the country is headed?
Okay, so under the direction of President Biden, I think we're headed in the right direction. I'm very pleased with that.
So be satisfied or very satisfied?
Very satisfied.
Okay. And generally speaking, do you approve or disapprove the way Joe Biden is handling his job as President of the United States?
I definitely approve.
Okay. All right, ma'am. And thinking about, you know, how the economy is going, and specifically for you and your family, would you say your wages or salary is just keeping up with the cost of living, falling behind with the cost of living, or rising to the point where you can really get ahead?
Okay. Well, I'm retired. And President Biden has given Social Security the biggest raise that we've had in forever. So I'm very satisfied with that.
So be getting ahead or keeping up?
We're keeping up. I mean, the economy is what it is. Yes.
Okay.
It is what it is, and that has nothing to do with Biden, no.
All right, ma'am, and... now, I'm going to read you a list of different policies and issues and concerns, you know, some people say are most important to them when considering who to vote for in the upcoming elections for Congress and President. For each, I want you to rate it from 0 to 10. How important, voting issue is for you? You say 10 if it's the most important. You use 5 if it's somewhat important. You say 0 if it isn't important at all. Okay, but you can use any number. Okay, the first one would be making college more affordable and canceling student debt.
Okay, that would be like 8.
8. Okay. Investing in our nation's infrastructure by replacing lead service pipes and providing clean water and high speed internet across every part of the country, and repairing and replacing old bridges and roadways.
10.
10. Okay. Okay, and passing a common sense gun reforms that help to keep guns out of the hands of people who shouldn't have them.
10, definitely.
Okay, stopping the censorship and whitewashing, of the history of racism and slavery in public schools.
Definitely, that is extremely important. If I could say 15,
okay.
I would say that.
Okay, all right. What about investing in child care industry and keeping child care centers open and more affordable for working parents?
Okay, that would be an 8.
An 8. Okay, and protecting Social Security and Medicare?
That would be a 10.
Okay, and strengthening border security to stop illegal immigrants from crossing?
That would be a 10.
10. Okay. Thank you, ma'am. All right, ma'am. And thinking more broadly, about the upcoming election, what do you think the election should be most about? You can select two of these choices, okay? The first one would be combating the rise of white supremacy, discrimination, and racism, protecting and preserving our democracy and freedoms, bringing a new leadership and making change with the first woman of color president, improving K-12 public schools and making college more affordable, stopping our hard fought for rights and freedoms from being rolled back, tackling inflation and improving the economy, or stopping reproductive rights and women's equality from being rolled back.
Okay. I would say of all of those, the first two that you named would be the most important to me.
Combating the white supremacy and discrimination.
Yes.
Yep. And protecting, preserving democracy and freedoms, right?
Correct.
Okay. All right, ma'am. Now I like to rate your feelings towards some people, organizations, and issues, using a scale from 0 to 100, which 100 means that you're very warm and favorable towards them. A 0 means that you feel cold and unfavorable. And 50 means that you do not feel particularly warm or cold, like a neutral. But you can use any number from 0 to 100, depending how you feel. If you have no opinion or have never heard of that person or organization, please say so, okay? The first one would be J.D. Vance.
He would be like a 2 to me.
2, okay. 2. Barack Obama.
He would be 100.
100, okay. Democrats in Congress.
100.
Kamala Harris?
100.
Hakeem Jeffries?
I've heard the name, but I don't really know enough about him to feel one way or another, so I'll say 50.
50, neutral, okay. Cornel West?
Really know him at all.
So never heard of him? Never heard of him?
No, never heard of him.
Okay. Okay, what about Donald Trump?
If I could say minus 100, I would say that. But I would give him a 0.
0, okay. Thank you, ma'am.
Absolutely.
All right, ma'am, and I know it's still a long way off, but if the election for president were held today and the candidates were independent Jill Stein, Republican Donald Trump, independent Robert F. Kennedy Jr., independent Cornel West, and Democrat Kamala Harris, for whom would you vote? Or are you still
Kamala
undecided?
Harris. No, I'm not undecided. It would be
okay.
Kamala Harris.
All right. Thank you, ma'am. Okay, and then generally speaking, if the election for Congress were held today, for whom would you vote? Would that be a Republican candidate or a Democratic candidate?
a Democrat, especially Democratic.
Okay.
Democrat.
Okay. As you may have heard, you know, President Biden has decided not to run for president in 2024 and has endorsed his, you know, his vice president, Kamala Harris, to be a Democratic Party candidate for president. Okay, next, we would like to ask you whether you agree or disagree with a few statements, you know, that others have made about Kamala Harris becoming the Democratic Party's candidate for president. For each, please tell me whether you strongly agree, somewhat disagree, or strongly disagree with that statement, okay? The first one says, I am worried that Kamala Harris will be the victim of sexist attacks against her because she's a woman. Do you strongly agree, somewhat disagree, or strongly disagree?
I strongly disagree. She's strong enough to stand up to anything. So
okay.
I disagree.
All right. Okay. And, okay, that will say, I am excited to have the chance to vote for a black woman for president.
I'm glad to vote for someone who's sane for president. Doesn't matter the color or the gender.
Okay, but
this particular one, yes, I'm very happy to do it.
So be strongly agree or
strongly
just somewhat agree?
Strongly agree.
Okay, and the other one, that last one says, even if Kamala Harris becomes president, nothing will really get better for most black women in America. Do you strongly disagree? All right, thank you, ma'am. All right, ma'am, and now I'd like to read you some issues and concerns others have mentioned, you know, as important is to be addressed
in
the community.
Can I ask you how many more questions do we have?
We're almost done, ma'am. We're going towards the end, okay? All right, ma'am, okay, for each, please tell me who you think will be better at handling these issues, Donald Trump or Kamala Harris. We'll fight for people like you. Would that be Harris or Trump?
Okay, so before we go on this way, you have a few questions regarding who would be better to fight for me. Donald Trump is never going to be the one to fight for me. So we can say Kamala Harris in all of those questions because he could never fight or speak for me.
Okay, what about the Supreme Court rolling back rights and freedoms? Would that be Harris much better or Donald Trump?
Again, Harris. Trump put those people in there, and they're doing a horrible job.
What about securing our borders, Harris or Trump?
Probably Trump would do a better job, but I don't care. I don't want him in there, so I'm going to say Harris. I'm going to say Harris.
Okay, Harris much better or just somewhat?
Harris, I'm going to say much better.
All right, ma'am. And what about gender inequality and fighting the threats to policies that address it? Would that be
Harris.
Definitely Harris. Okay. Thank you, ma'am.
Correct.
All right, ma'am. And, we're almost done. I'm only going to read you some reasons others have given why it's important to turn out and vote in 2024. Okay, please rate each using a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means there is very convincing reason to vote, 5 is somewhat reason convincing, and 0 means it's not convincing at all, to vote in a 2024 presidential election. But you can choose any number. Okay, while corporations are ranking in record profits and raising, you know, their prices, too many Americans are struggling to get by. And instead of being focused on stopping corporations from price gouging to bring down costs, too many elected leaders are working to protect the big corporate special interests who finance their campaigns. It's time to use our political power to demand the politicians trying to get our votes put towards, you know, a plan to stop price gouging and bring down the cost of everyday goods. So that, you know, more working people can get ahead. Would you say that's not all convincing, somewhat convincing, or very convincing?
Very convincing.
Okay, what number would you give it from 0 to 10?
I would give it a 10.
Okay. All right, ma'am. And our country has gone through so much in the last few years. You know, our rights are being rolled back. Racial discrimination and division is on the rise. And political violence is growing. We need to fresh start, reset, and change from, you know, the same old leaders and old ideas and rhetoric. And for the first time, you know, in a long time, we have the chance for that. We can vote for change now. Would you say that's not convincing somewhat or very convincing from 0 to 10?
Okay, so that whole statement is pretty misleading that you just said, because we were heading in the right direction until Donald Trump became president. He made it very clear to our white citizens that it's okay to kill and not care about black and brown people. So if you're saying that, and they were not that old as far as being in politics is concerned, I would say the older, the people who have been in politics and knows how to run away, which Donald Trump does not, would be better to follow through that to make it better.
Okay.
But he,
like I
said,
ma'am, this we're asking, you know, for your opinion. So you can give me any number. Remember, 0 is not convincing. So, 5 is somewhat, and 10 is very convincing. If you don't think it's convincing, I mean, you can give me any number, ma'am.
Well,
just the way
I understand what you're saying, but the question is misleading, is what I'm saying to you. So I'll give it an 8.
8. Okay. Thank you.
That's
all right, ma'am. Okay, and the last statement said racism and white supremacy are on the rise in America and, you know, threatening our communities and the future of our children. It's a threat to all the advancements our community has fought so long for. We can't stand by as they trying to take us backwards. We must support candidates who will make fighting hate groups a top priority and who will work to protect voting rights and diversity policies that help us address, you know, the impact of racism is this in this country. It is our responsibility and our time to step up, come together and use our political power to protect our communities and future. Would you say that's not convincing somewhat or very convincing in your opinion?
Very convincing.
Okay. What number would you say, ma'am, from 0 to 10?
10.
10. All right, thank you. All right, ma'am, sometimes over the course of a survey, people change their minds. It's okay if you didn't, but let me ask you now, okay, would you say that the upcoming 2024 presidential and congressional elections are more important than previous elections, less important, or about the same?
More important.
More important. Okay, and all right, ma'am, the last few questions are just for a statistical purpose, and we finished with the survey.
Okay, this is going on. How many more questions do we have?
I have this one. About, I think it's about 4 questions, ma'am. The last one.
Oh my goodness.
Okay. I'm gonna do it real quick so we can finish it up. Okay. Read the list of sites or apps for each. Please tell me whether you have used them in the past 2 days. Okay. Instagram. Would you say yes or no?
No.
TikTok.
No.
Twitter.
No.
YouTube.
No.
And Facebook?
Yes, I have used that.
Okay. All right, ma'am. And what is the last year of schooling that you had completed? From 1st to 11th grade, high school graduate, some college or vocational certificate, college graduate like bachelor's degree or postgraduate master's,
some college.
MBA, law. Okay,
some college.
All right. Mm-hmm. And are you married, unmarried, live with a partner, single, separated, divorced, or widow?
Divorce.
Okay. So be divorced. Okay. All right, ma'am. Do you have any children 18 years of age or younger living in your house?
No.
No children. All right. And how would you describe the area where you live? Urban, suburban, or rural?
Urban.
Urban. Okay. All right, ma'am. Aside from weddings and funerals, on average, how often would you say you attend church or religious services? Twice a week or more, every week, once or twice a month, several times a year, hardly ever or never?
Several times a year.
Several times a year, all right. And thinking about your approach on political issues, would you describe yourself to be very liberal, somewhat liberal, moderate, somewhat conservative, or very conservative?
Moderate.
All right, ma'am, and which of the following best describes your work situation? Are you employed, retired, disabled, unemployed,
retired.
Student, or maker?
Retired.
All right. All right, ma'am. Well, this concludes our survey. Thank you for your time and participation. Okay, you have a great evening.
Okay, thank you.
Bye. All right, bye-bye.